It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
We'll start with the PGA Tour today until 5:30. It's the Memorial, and we're kind of tracking our golfers
Rory,
here.
Rory is 3 under today. He's at the cut line right now. I don't know if you just saw that.
Yeah, he's. Okay. I'm looking at him right now, and Adam Scott seems to be right there. He's doing well, and then of course Tiger is. I think he was plus one.
He's plus. Plus two today, but he's in the clubhouse. And here's the thing with this course, Joe. As you see. That you want to get in the clubhouse because anything can happen finishing up that one bad swing and they miss the cut when you're right there at that course.
And then, of course, Saturday on the Golf Channel, 11:30 to 1:30, CBS 2 to 5. And Sunday, it's 11 to 1 on the Golf Channel, 1:30 to 5 on CBS.
Cool. Thanks. Now, I thought you were done. Keep going, Joe.
Yeah. Now, tonight, you got Bryant versus Arkansas. That's ESPN 3. That's online. That's at 7 p.m. And, of course, if you can't pick up the coverage online, you can listen right here on 103.7 The Buzz. And be on the lookout for more games throughout the weekend, just depending on how it goes, you know, wins, losses. And they could possibly be on the ESPN network somewhere.
What about, are you still going? Go ahead.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask you about, is the series over? Miami, do they win? I'm sure that was one of yours. Do the Heat beat the Pacers? Or are we going to have a game 7? Would it be Monday?
It'd be Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's actually my pick as what to watch out for, you know, my number one thing on the list. It's game 6 TNT tomorrow night at 7:30. And then, of course, what you posed there, Matt, did the Heat close it out or do the Pacers force a game 7?
What do y'all got?
I say there's going to be a game 7. I really think that at the end of the day, Indiana's going to play – a lot better. They're going to play that defense that they played when they were back in Indiana in Game 5.
I think the role players play
game
better
four,
at home.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And so I really think that you're going to see Indiana show up in this ball game, and they will win at Indiana, but then Miami wins back in South Beach, and Miami heads to the finals.
And I think some of the same there. I think they do force a Game 7. Like you're talking about, the role players will show up at home, and then Miami's role players won't show up so much on the road. I don't expect Udonis Haslem to have such a good game. But, going back to Miami is tough, and I would expect Miami to win in a Game 7. But when you get into a Game 7, anything can happen.
And I'm going to say if Chris Anderson can play, you know, if they don't suspend him, which I don't know, he should have been kicked out of that game, so do you suspend him the next game? But if Chris Anderson plays, I think Miami closes it out in Game 6, and they get ready because they know they need a few days off before the Spurs.